instructions on how to stay with the breath we've all heard many times. It's just a matter of remembering them, bringing them to bear. And also remembering when we've done things that went well and when we did things that didn't go well. This is how you make the meditation your own. In other words, figuring out how the instructions apply to what you're experiencing right here, right now. And what kind of guidance they give you as to what to do if something unskillful comes up in the mind. And it's really hard to get a skillful attitude to develop. You've been able to do that in the past, so try to remember those times. You've also noticed the ways you fall for unskillful members of the committee. We're going to figure out new ways around that. The remembering is the mindfulness, the trying to figure things out. That's the discernment. Discernment isn't just seeing things arise and passing away. It's seeing why they arise and why they pass away. And particularly, you want to take that knowledge and apply it to developing skillful qualities of the mind. Give it some practical use. But it didn't just say, well, just let things come and go, come and go, come and go. That's okay. It's not okay, because sometimes when they come, they bring bad things with them. And sometimes when they come, they bring good things with them. It's as simple as that, but we tend to forget it. We tend to forget the simple things as we go for the more abstract things. So keep things close to the ground. You want to learn about what your mind's tricks are and how you can get around them. There's a passage in the canon where an elephant trainer is talking to the Buddha. He says that with an elephant, I can figure out the elephant's tricks within a week. But human beings, that takes a lot longer. And it's even more difficult when you're on the inside trying to figure out your own tricks. Because it's so easy to start siding with those members of the committee that want to pull you off the path. So be extra vigilant. The mind has its tricks, and you've learned about some of them, and you want to figure out ways of getting around other ones that still have you stymied. So meditation is a process of exploration. The instructions are there to give you guidance as to how to know when you've fallen off the path and how to pick yourself back up again. But as you learn how to take those instructions and apply them in managing the committee of your mind, that's when the meditation becomes your own.